This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It's as if a man would sleep and then rise the next day, and the seed would sprout and grow, and he knows not how. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm struck sometimes by little children. Maybe you have this with some of your little kids that you have in your own family, or some of the ones that you see just even at school or wherever it is that you go, where a little child just can't seem to wait. You see a child who is just really, really wanting to have a little snack, and mom says, okay, just wait 5 minutes and I'll get that for you. I have to do something right now. And then they're just sitting there and they can't remain still, and they just begin pulling and pulling, and finally they get it. I think of little Christina Sai's little boy. I always call him Romario. His name isn't this. It's something that starts with an R like that. And every single Sunday, almost without doubt, he at least, when he comes up for Holy Communion, he knows he can't receive Holy Communion. And so he either opens his mouth wide and sticks out his tongue. That's what his mom does. Or he puts out his hand and reaches for it. And sometimes he even comes up here and he just throws a fit because he can't receive Holy Communion because he wants it so much. He sees what it does in his family and he can't get it. He's just not ready for Holy Communion yet. It takes too long. Maybe you think of some of the ways in which in sports, where you want to really hit that three-point shot, but you can't throw the ball that far because you're too young. You don't have the physical strength yet. So what do? Little by little, you begin by shooting those little two-foot shots. And then you step back a little bit and you go midway in the paint. And then maybe you start working at your free throw shot. And then after that, you eventually move midway between the free throw line and the arc. And then finally, you get up there and just that one moment where all of a sudden you just hit that shot and it just feels like you're on top of the world. It's just like in baseball where you sit there in the beginning when you first enter in, you got to start with T-ball, right? You got to get that coordination to even just hit it off the tee, a stationary ball. And then somebody tosses a ball to you, and then eventually you work there. And then one time when somebody actually pitches from time to time, you actually take that ball and it hits and sails. And if you're like me, you forget to run to the next base because it just felt so good. That's what our Lord is talking about here. We have to have patience. We have to have patience to be able to do things. And it's like all these little things that we do, building up to everything it is that we have, eventually get us to that goal, but we're somehow impatient. We want to be able to hit that three-point shot from the very beginning. We want to be able to hit a ball that's flying at us in the normal way, just in that same way. We want to be able to receive Holy Communion and to do everything right now. It's tough for us to get through. But what Jesus talks about in the gospel is that eventually we will get there. We just don't know how. That somehow something happened between that beginning stage and that end stage, and we're not really sure, but it hits. I think of St. Rita of Cascia. You know, St. Rita of Cascia is one of those amazing saints. I went and spent some time with her. I could tell you a lot about her story, but she was a young woman who just wanted to become a nun, but her parents said, absolutely not. You're going to marry. And so they frustrated her desire there, but her desire was just to belong to God. They eventually married her off to a man who was not real great, who had lots of difficulties in his life, and was a man of great war and grudges. He lost his life through a grudge, was attacked, and his sons, that were very young, much like you, young men, wanted to avenge him. And so in a vendetta, they held a grudge and launched an attack against those who had taken the life of his father and eventually lost their lives too. St. Rita pled for them even on their deathbed, didn't have nothing to do with these attacks, and eventually they died in grace. Not long after St. Rita had that time, she pleaded to be able to enter into a convent. And they said, no, you've already been married, you're not worthy of it. No, you can't do this. Look, you've already passed your life, just go ahead and be a widow or maybe remarry or something. But she said, no, no, and God, through a miraculous series of events, allowed them to give her a chance to enter in. And her superiors really didn't like her. I won't say hated her, but really didn't like her. And so what she was tasked to do, they wanted to break her spirit so she'd go back and leave the convent. So they gave her this task. They said, here's an old stick we took off a rose tree. It's been there forever. Rose bush, we're going to plant it here in the middle of the convent cloister, just like Sister has a cloister over there. And every day you're going to have to spend time watering this branch. It's a dead branch. It's a stick that's been out there for years. planted it in that way. And day by day she had to do it so that it would break her spirit, and eventually she wouldn't want to be a part of them anyway. But every day she went there and watered and watered and watered. A frustrating task, right? You know it's never going to grow. You can't give life out of something that's death. And so day by day she did. But I tell you something. This is a miracle. Is that eventually that bush not only bloomed, not only began to grow, but bloomed and gave many, many various flowers off of it. Many great roses came from that as a sign that she was to be one. For whom nothing would be impossible. And so it is. It's through those little things that we do that we eventually receive the graces that God wants to have us. It's not that we get to get everything all of a sudden, but our Lord wants to bring us by little steps of faithfulness. My own life bears witness to this. I know that the way I began my day is the way tells how the rest of my day is going to go. What do I do when I get up in the morning? I make beginning an offering. I say a morning offering where I say, today, Lord, I offer you all my works, all my sorrows, all my sufferings of this day, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass, celebrated throughout the world, in reparation for all my sins and for those who are my friends. I desire to gain all indulgences associated with my works and actions of this day. And then I pray three Hail Marys, so that I may remain chaste, so that I may follow the will of God within my life, and so that I may do good. Just three Hail Marys. And I tell you, I don't always do those, but when I do, I know that my life, my day is different. My day is somehow better. I don't know what it is about those three Marys, Hail Marys, and I don't know what it is about that morning offering, but it's something very small that I do, and when I do it, I'm more joyful throughout the day. That my life seems to have more meaning, and at the end of the day, I'm just dead tired and able to go to sleep right away. It's by little things that you and I are going to achieve great things. That's in the spiritual life, that's in our sports life, that's in our school life. We don't always know how we arrive at one place to the next, but the kingdom of God becomes more and more evident within us. So that's what I challenge you to do. Maybe you've already started the day off wrongly. Okay, we'll restart. At Mass is a time to restart. Somewhere before Mass is ended, pray just those three Hail Marys, asking Our Lady to do whatever it is that she needs to do so that the kingdom of God may be more rich in your life. It's little practices like this, lived out in patience, even when it seems frustrating and you can't get any deeper place. Those are the things that build us to the kingdom of God that is supposed to be in our lives. That's what our Lord wants to do for us today and every day, especially on a First Friday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.